Hello, hello, and welcome to Self Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, we talked about overstimulation and how to self-care your way through some of the season's hectic, loud, and sometimes overwhelming events. And I gave you guys 10 different self-care ideas on how to recover from overstimulation. As we ease into the rest of the holidays, let's try to keep in mind that they can get overwhelming, and a little self-care, however you do it, can go a long way. All right, you guys, I want to give you a preview of what to expect from today's show. So today, I'm bringing you a show about the ultimate consequences to not making self-care a priority. It's a quick show for some self-care on the go. But real quick, I do have some really fun announcements for you guys. So first, and most awesomely, this show is going live. That's right, you guys. This weekend, Saturday, December 2nd, Self Care is Sexy will be live at the first ever Portland Annual Podcast Festival. It's going down for real. We are going to be coming to you guys live from the Hawthorne Theater, located at 1507 Southeast 39th Avenue here in glorious and amazing Portland, Oregon. The doors are going to be opening up at 5. The show actually starts at 6. I will be going on at 6:45. I'm on stage number 2. So if you guys want to come out and check it out and come watch me do a live show, you have that opportunity coming up in just a few days. There's going to be 12 other very amazing local podcast shows to check out, as well, of course, as some local beers to be drinking and an after party featuring music by The High Pets and Courage. You can still get your tickets by heading over to www.pdxpodfestival.com, or you can pick them up at the door. And if you want to meet up at the after party, join me and some pals at our neighborhood hangout, the Escape Bar and Grill on Northeast Sandy. Now, this is really going to be a big deal, you guys. I am so freaking honored that this show was actually picked to be a part of this incredible event. I'll be selling some t-shirts and tank tops, and of course, I'll have some prizes to give away as well. So I really hope to see you guys there. Come out and just support your local podcasters. Now, secondly, and nearly as awesomely as number one, that after this weekend, I'm opening up the shop section on my website where you guys can get your own self-care is sexy swag. Just for a little reminder to make sure that you're making self-care a priority. Or maybe perhaps there's someone in your life that could use these awesome wearable reminders that self-care is sexy. You can pick them up just in time for the holidays. Head over to my website. It's www.selfcareissexy.com and check out the shop tab. Thirdly, but equally as badass, yours truly was recently interviewed on another local podcast called Hearts and Other Sex Parts. I got to share in a really fun roundtable discussion about self-care through the holiday season, and I just got to meet these really crazy fun gals and be a part of their amazing show that is together a part of this gigantic, awesome self-care revolution. So you guys can check that show out. It was so much fun. Again, it's called Hearts and Other Sex Parts. A little bit about their show. Hearts and Other Sex Parts is a podcast hosted out of Portland, Oregon by Keely Hemlick, a licensed professional counselor specializing in relationship counseling and sex therapy, and Jay, an LGBTQ advocate and sex ambassador. Both of the hosts identify as queer cis women and will dedicate themselves to ensuring that the podcast is inclusive and a safer space for all members of the LGBTQ community, people of color, all genders and gender non-conforming individuals, differently abled people, and all relationships types. Each episode will typically feature expert guests, authors, counselors, artists, and influencers of the community to provide a platform for listeners to hear shared experiences and knowledge on topics that are potentially uncomfortable for mainstream media, especially as it relates to SEX. Your host encourage you to stay open and remember that self-love is the best love. You can check that show out and find them through iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all the places where you listen to your podcasts. So check them out and look forward to that episode coming out in mid-December. All right, my friends, time for today's show. I'm actually really excited to talk to you guys about something I've recently learned, unfortunately, from personal experience. Today, I'm talking about the ultimate consequence to the lack of self-care. I'm going to go over some tips for dealing with the consequences, and I'm going to go through 5 ways that you can tell you're not getting your self-care in, and why we need to catch it before it gets unchecked. And of course, I have some unique self-care ideas. So we've got tons to go through today. Let's get started. All right, so for this week, I wanted to talk with you guys about the ultimate consequence to the lack of self-care. At this point, I've interviewed almost 100 people about self-care and what they do, their ideas, and stuff. And I've always asked my guests, you know, if we don't get to talking about it naturally, I always ask them, what are some consequences to not getting the self-care you need? And, you know, most people talk about being irritable or cranky. Some people have mentioned, like, they become more introverted and disconnected from others. And once in a while, I get to talk to somebody who's really suffered from not taking care of themselves, and it's pretty drastic. So I wanted to bring this up because, you know, self-care is cool and all, and we know it's important, but it's somehow really hard for people to make it a priority. And, you know, most people don't recognize that they're not getting the self-care they need until the consequences show up. Okay, so let me go over a few different consequences people have shared with me. And if you've experienced some of these same consequences, or if you have your own like set of hellish outcomes from ditching self-care, let me know. You can always find me on the Facebook or email me. But some of the most common consequences to not getting your self-care in is, number one, feeling tired or worn out. And I hear this so much when I interview people. If you let go of your self-care, and you haven't had time to like consciously take care of your own needs, then you're gonna feel run down. Burning the candle at both ends, like working late, attending to all the chores and the needs of others, it's gonna wear you right out, like quicker than anything. And it's gonna affect, it really is gonna affect every aspect of your life, your job, your relationships, your finances, and like most importantly, your health. Hello. When you're tired and worn out, you can't focus. You don't communicate as well. And you become like an overall crappy person to be around. Like, and wouldn't you know it, it turns out sleep is the number one self-care method across the boards. It's the simplest, cheapest way to get your self-care in. Okay, so if you're super protesting right now saying, I just can't, I have way too much to do, I offer this back in response. Adding an extra half hour to your bedtime or setting up a bedtime ritual is imperative. If you're not getting enough sleep, you can't get through the day. It's just, you just can't. And if you have problems getting to sleep or staying there, remember, there's a couple things you can do. You keep your room dark, cool, and completely free of distractions. And you could look up some feng shui for the bedroom to get to work on setting up, you know, like a good station for your sleeping. Number 2 on the list of consequences is irritable or cranky. Look, no one likes a jerk. They're difficult to work with, and you can't communicate. And when you're out attending to everyone else but feeling neglected, you end up cranky. When you feel like the world is against you or that you never get your way, you end up cranky. It just makes everything worse. So it's important to make self-care a part of your daily, if not sometimes hourly, plan. If people who care about you mention that you've got like a sour mood lately or you've been super frustrated at every little thing, maybe take a step back and see if it's time to tend to yourself. If there's an inside job that you can tend to help make your mood better, make you better, make you feel better. Number 3 as a consequence to the lack of self-care is that you have difficulties with problem solving. Should I stay or should I go? Take that job or wait for something else? How do I get the lid off a jelly jar when arm strength is lacking? You know, it's like, these are like barely problems that need solving. But the reality is, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not like listening to your own needs, your own inner voice, simple decision making turns into this insurmountable chore, right? When we're in tune and acting upon our like true needs, we have like a direct line of communication to our intuition where all the best decision making happens. And when we're tuned into our true like desires, not just like the monetarily wants, the objects or whatever, but when we're really tuned into our true desires, we're directly communicating with our hearts where the best problem solving techniques come from. So if you find yourself out there unable to like pick out what you want to eat that night, or you can't decide what to do after work, or who you want to date or whatever, it might be some time to just stay in and do some good old self-care. Because if decision-making is becoming a chore and it's becoming difficult, it's because you're not communicating with your inner self. You're not getting that direct feedback. And the best way to nurture that communication is to give yourself the self-care. Number four of the consequences to the lack of self-care is your goals do not get accomplished. Oh my God, this is so true for me. When you're taking care of yourself, like when you take care of yourself, your goals are the number one thing and you're laser focused and you get to them. When taking care of yourself is no longer a priority, it's like all those goals get tossed out the window. Like think of your New Year's resolution and how's that going for you, right? Has life kind of thrown you a few curveballs that made that routine or accomplishing that goal like straight up impossible? I mean, see what happens when we distract ourselves with others' worries and like other things that are going on. We don't tend to ourselves, and you'd be amazed at why. It's not because, at least in my opinion, it's not because we're caring and giving people. I mean, that is true, but the reason we put others' needs and wants in front of our own is because it's work to tend to our own goals. And it's much easier to bake some cookies for someone who is sick than to sit down and plan out your activity routine for the week or learn the new language you've always wanted to know. And it's also quicker gratification to take care of others. I mean, think of it this way. You have a friend or a partner who's going through some tough shit and you really want to help them, but you know you need to get to the gym because it's important to your goals. You choose to help out your friend and they thank you and you solve a problem and you feel all good about it. And that was way easier than getting into this like tight pants and jogging on the treadmill for an hour, right? So we have to be vigilant and aware of what these consequences are and how they crop up in our lives and what the benefit is of these consequences, because we don't choose to do anything in life unless there's some kind of benefit. And the consequences to the lack of self-care, they're going to cause problems, but it's almost as if there's like a benefit to it. And you just have to decide which one, weigh them out and decide which one is better. Am I going to eat the consequences and just be, you know, cranky or let my goals fall to the wayside or feel tired or worn out or whatever? Or am I going to suck it up, buttercup, and really try to face whatever it is I'm dealing with head on and tend to myself and really garden my own thoughts and, you know, keep my eyes on my page? You drive your car, you do your thing, I'm going to drive my car, I'm going to do my thing, and let's not crash into each other, right? That's kind of the best way to look at self-care, in the sense of self-care versus putting other people's needs in front of your own. And number five, the ultimate consequence to the lack of self-care, you're not able to help others. And I think an example will really help make this drive this point home for you guys. I experienced this consequence recently, and I just want to share with you guys what I learned so you guys don't make the same boneheaded mistake I did. So I learned that when you're not taking care of yourself and you're not tapped into what you truly want, you know, you're not getting enough sleep or exercise or time away from technology, and you're feeling like you're rushing around and yet you're never getting anything done, at least not anything that you actually want to be doing, and you have like a million pressures coming down on you, you are in no way going to be helpful to the people around you that really need you. I had a friend recently, actually I have a lot of friends going through some really hard times right now. And with the loss of loved ones or jobs or relationship chaos, and I want to be there to help and listen if I can. So I had this friend and she recently experienced a death in her life, an unexpected death. And at the time I found out, my self-care was already out the window because of other things in my life. And she needed me. She really needed me to listen and be there for her. And because I was distracted and hadn't been getting my self-care, I failed to really hear what her needs were. And I just wasn't able to be a good friend. And I end up hurting her feelings because I wasn't tuned in. I tried to give beyond what I had and it failed. It blew up in my fucking face, really. So, you see, when we're not tending to our own self first, we actually end up being half-assed at tending to the others around us who really need us. And that's dangerous. That's dangerous to you. It's dangerous to the other person. And frankly, it's not helping anybody. We won't pick up on what's really bothering them. We won't realize just that they need someone to hold their hand. You know, we can get so wrapped up in going that we lose what's really important. You know, life happens, things pile up, responsibilities seem to multiply overnight. And if we don't have a self-care plan in place, you're gonna miss out on the opportunities to be fully present, to be fully engaged with the people we love. Think about it, you know, when you're super tired and stressed out, the last thing you have is energy for a friend in need. And if you make the mistake of pushing yourself to help them, it'll blow up in your face. And your friends are going to end up feeling like, shit, I know this. You know, putting a plan in place can really, it can reduce that from ever happening. Just, even if it's just 1 month a week, or excuse me, 1 day a week, or 1 day a month, geez, if that's all you can schedule for yourself, no matter what else is happening in your life. You know, and of course, scheduling cannot prepare you for like the upheavals and the chaos, but developing these stress management tools and these self-care routines are how emotionally intelligent people deal with problem solving and decision making under extreme pressure. Okay, so again, to get back to the main consequences to the lack of self-care, I want to go over those real quickly. They were 1, feeling tired and worn out. 2, feeling irritable or cranky. 3, difficulties with problem solving. 4, your goals do not get accomplished. And 5, the ultimate consequence to the lack of self-care is you're not able to help others. So you've got that list, and now you might understand why it's important to tend your own garden first before trying to jump in and help others. I also want to give you some quick ways to deal with these red flags when they come up. All right, so 1, the consequence of being tired or worn out. Okay, so if you see this red flag and it pops up, like you start falling asleep at your desk around 3 p.m., like doing the head nod thing, you know, you might need to reevaluate your current sleeping situation. Maybe it's time to get a new mattress or set a bedtime, or, you know, you could put your phone in a different room so you're not so tempted to look at it when you're trying to fall asleep. Maybe it's a time to take a break from coffee for a while and switch to tea or cut the caffeine, or maybe look at your sugar intake to try and figure out why it is you can't get to sleep. 2, the consequence of being irritable and cranky. So like if you find yourself snapping at everyone and flipping out at the smallest little things, maybe it's time for an adult timeout, right? Like go to the beach, go hiking in the woods, go be alone in nature with no distractions. 3, the consequence of difficulties with problem solving. So the red flag to watch out for is if you're having a hard time making decisions, you know, do a pro-con list. Talk to your trusted advisors. Flip a coin, and when you get the answer you didn't want, you'll know. Keep flipping until the decision you want comes up, and then you'll know that that's the method you're going to take or the choice you're going to make. You know, maybe take the time to act as if a certain decision was already made and see how that makes you feel. You know, start seeing a counselor perhaps, or someone who's trained to help you with problem solving, and get directions on how to feel better. 4, the consequence of the goals not getting accomplished. So if you get the red flag that pops up and you notice that things that you've set out to do this year, this week, month, whatever, nothing is getting done, yet your to-do list is like growing and the list is, it's like the Titanic, you know, try the rule of three. If you find yourself really struggling, the rule of three is you pick three things that you want to accomplish and you don't do anything other than these three things. Now, if you can't accomplish them in one day, you have to carry them over the next day. You can set reminders, whatever, on your phone to check in. Maybe get an accountability partner, someone who's committed to making sure that you're on track with your goals. Preferably somebody who will actually call you out on your bullshit. But the idea of the rule of three is never overwhelm yourself with so many tasks that you can't accomplish them. And have a baseline of success. If I get these three things done today, I will feel successful about what it is I'm trying to accomplish. Number five in the ultimate lack of self-care consequences about your inability to help others. I really want to talk about this because the most important aspect to helping others is that you're doing it from a full heart. You do not want to get into my previous situation of the blind leading the blind. I mean, it's true that it's easier to help others when you're feeling 100% as opposed to feeling like crap and joining in on the depression session with someone. I mean, it takes away from their time to vent and to heal. And believe me, you do not want to be on the other side of trying to help someone knowing that you've made it worse. It is such a horrible fucking feeling. Yuck, man. So make sure that, you know, you're metaphorically putting that oxygen mask on yourself first before you're reaching over to help some other person, because both your lives could depend on it. You know, if you're feeling crappy and you give someone advice from a place of not feeling great and positive, that advice could really backfire. And you've got to be careful with how you tend to the needs of other people. And make sure that you're not tending to the needs of other people to kind of defer taking care of yourself. You are the most important person in your life. Start acting like it. All right, you guys, I don't want to dwell too much on the consequences of the lack of self-care because I know you're going to go out there and you're going to take care of yourself this week and you're going to make what you want to do a priority and you're going to ask the people around you to allow you to take that time and set up a structure and a plan in place to allow you that time to really give yourself the self-care you deserve. Okay, you guys, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a story you'd like to share and you want to be on our show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Okay, you guys, we've got some really great content coming your way, so stay tuned. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.